I am following the Seder of the halachas that were learned this week. However, the last part of the shiur I'll try to devote to a discussion of where exactly to light Neros Chanukah. But first I'll go through some of the halachas, starting with Tafrei Shayin Beis, Sif Aleph and Beis. And maybe I'll mention one or two items that actually were discussed with me this week, so perhaps I will also refer to those items. The first thing I will discuss is the question of what the Mishnah Berurah mentions in Tafrei Shayin Beis, Sif Katan Yud. Mishnah Berurah actually quotes the name of the Magen Avraham that there's an Isur Achila once his man of Havakas Ner Chanukah comes upon the scene. If you look in Sif Katan Yud, this goes on the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells you the din that we learned actually, namely the halacha. Firstly, the halacha of mitzvah. The person did not light at the right time. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemara has actually two tirutzim, im lo adlik. The Gemara says if he wasn't madli, he can continue to light that shetich l'regel menashuk, which the Mechaber Paskins and Beis is a half hour approximately, as long as there are people who are going by, over in Bishavim, this Pesum and Isa, and therefore you have to put in enough shemen for that amount of time. If you put more than that, the Mechaber Paskins, you can actually put out the lights in their Chanukah. And he writes as well, you can use the Ner Chanukah la'achazeh azman, after that period of time. However, the question of course is this shiur of a half hour relevant today? So I heard from Timan Hol Marabayim that today Tichol Reg Menashuk is no longer a half hour. That's pretty evident. Rav Soloveitchik once commented in the shiur that he said on this topic in Maria in Manhattan. He pointed out that there are different levels of traffic that take place in New York City at nighttime. People coming home, and then subsequently people going out again, and then coming back from the nightlife, quote unquote, and then subsequently going out again. And he contended that Tichol Reg Menashuk in New York City probably extends till 12 o'clock at night. And then, as an afterthought, he said, maybe it goes even beyond that. But there's no question that Tichol Reg Menashuk is not a half hour. It's way beyond that, and that's very significant. Is Manenu Anu. However, the reason why I am mentioning this halacha because of Sif Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah comments, "V'yadlik shebnei abayis mikubatzim yachad." When should you light Neros Chanukah? When people have gathered together. V'afilu lilmod asur mishigi azmana. Even to learn Torah is not permissible once his man of halakas Neros Chanukah comes. The kolshkin achila ushad varim. And here, this is what Naftali asked me the other day. Shevet Naftali asked me the following question. And namely, if a person goes to a restaurant earlier on in the day, and now this man of Halakas Neros Chanukah comes. So the truth of the matter is, Meikar Adin, probably the halacha would be that the Chatchila, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Vafilo Hiskil Posek. That means the halacha is that you're not allowed to learn Torah once this man of Ner Chanukah comes, kol shken achila, kol shken shar dvarim, like any mitzvah. This is actually the first Mishnah, Masechet Brachos, which I imagine some of you may have encountered in your lifetime. The Mishnah tells us that Ne'emasai Karan Hashma B'arvin, Yishua She'akohanim Nichlasan Lecha B'tumasan Atzov V'ashmar Rishona. And the Tzlach right over there has a very significant discussion on the question of a person doing a Dvar HaRashus before the mitzvah. Once this man of the mitzvah has come, can I do a Dvar HaRashus? And there are two reasons why I should not be able to do a Dvar HaRashus. Reason number one is because you're not supposed to do a Dvar HaRashus before a Dvar Mitzvah. Reason number two is Shema Yishkach. You might forget to do a Dvar Mitzvah. The Nafkamina would be if a person appoints a Shomer to remind him. So obviously if the time is Shema Yishkach, the Shomer will remind you. If the time is you should not do a Dvar HaRashus before a Dvar Mitzvah, a Shomer is not going to help. So here, the chashash is, as in any mitzvah, Shema Yimashech. So the Shad Tzion below, in Tziv Katan Yudalin, he tells you, V'emes, Yesh Lachmi V'od Chatzi Shoa Kodem. He adds another half hour. And like any mitzvah, the Magen Avraham, however, does not mention that. We're talking about people who davened Maariv earlier. Whatever the case is, there's an Isur, Chatzi Shoa Kodem, because of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says that even if you were Maskel B'Heter, you began whatever you were doing during a time when it was permissible for you to do so, The halacha is sarach lahafsik once his mal hablaka comes, and the shartzir on the bottom explains the reason is because you only have a half hour to light. You're limited in bisman chazal to a half hour. Let me just finish this whole point. You're limited to a half hour to light. We're afraid maybe this man will pass, but based on the Ramah that's found right over here in Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, the Ramah that's based on the Tosis, Ramah comments in Beis, Yesh Omrim Shebizman Hazeh Shemadligim Bifnim and Atzarach Lizor Lahad Kodem Shetich Lagam Benashuk. Today you don't have to worry about it. Today you don't have to be concerned about Tichle Regem Benashuk, because since the Ika Pesum Enisa today is Dafka within, so the Ramah quoting the Baal Yom Tov says that you're not mechuyav to worry about it. However, he writes, Mikol Mekom Tov Lizor Gam Bizman Hazeh. The Chatchila, you should be careful even today. But the point of the Ramah is that Bizman Hazeh, since the Ikar Adlaka is for people who are inside your home, and the Zman of the Mitzvah is Kol HaLayla, as long as people are awake, we already mentioned a number of times, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you come back very late and no one is awake, everyone has gone to sleep, so then of course you would not be able to make a bracha unless you wake up the people in your household, which the Mishnah Berurah himself indicated you can do. Anyway, whatever the case is, there are those who are knowing not to be masik. I know in Chutzlars, since Rabbi Tershwell is here, so he can testify that people in Chutzlars don't necessarily light either according to the Vilna Gaon at Shkia, which Shkia, which we'll discuss momentarily, or according to the Mechaber at Tzeis HaKachavim, people are still working. And therefore, there's no obligation, it would seem, that's the prevalent minog, not to be mafsik from your Limud HaTorah, or not to be mafsik from your Melacha. I'll mention a psak of Rav Soloveitchik, Zechayim Nebracha. I myself heard it from him, to the Kollel in Yeshiva University. So of course, the minog of many places that people who are makbid on the gra to light dafka with Shkiyas Hachama, so they leave the kolel and they actually go to, thank you very much, they leave the kolel and they go to light Neres Chanukah. And often people don't return. Once they leave, of course, then, as Chazal say, Shabeshto came in the ol. So the Rav felt that there's no need to leave. And he had quoted a Meiri Masechah Shabbos, that Talmud Torah is Deche, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And especially one is learning, so one does not leave. Anyway, that seems to be the prevalent practice. What I can understand, people don't necessarily leave. And therefore, yeshal milismoch, not to leave the malacha if you're working, or for that matter, you're involved in Limud HaTorah, not to be masig Limud HaTorah, because as long as you have this Ramah, based on the Tosis, that you still have time to go ahead and light Neres Chanukah. So as I said, yeshal milismoch with reference to this matter. There's a question that the Pasukim I saw talk about regarding women, let's say women who are home are waiting for their husbands to light Neres Chanukah, so they also have lichura an isur achila once his manag blaka comes. They have an isur that you're not permitted to eat during the within the half hour period of halakas Neres Chanukah. It could very well be that maybe the ikar ha-isur is not an isur achila be'etzem, but it's similar to the isur kodem hatfila. As you know, the Gemara Brachas, which we actually covered already, we discussed this when we learned Hilchos Tefila, that one is not permitted to eat actually before davening. Chazal actually derived it from two different makaros. One is a pasuk in Chumash, lo sochel al adam, lo sochel kodem shetishpalu al dimchem. Well, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, v'yosli hishlachta acharei gavecha al tiku gavecha el geyecha. Once a person has filled himself, has filled his belly, so to speak, one cannot possibly approach Hashem in a proper kind of way. But it might very well be that here perhaps the Isur is not an Isur Achila, as it is Kodem HaTfila, but rather the Isur is Shema Yishkach. And therefore, since the woman herself does not light candles, according to Mishnah Berurah anyway, Mishnah Berurah actually holds Ishtuk Gufo, which Rav Soloveitchik had a lot of difficulty with, that Mishnah Berurah, he was cholek on that Mishnah Berurah, because the minhag in many circles, not only in Brisk, not only in Chabad, other circles that women do light Neres Chanukah, and we don't rely on Ishtuk Gufo, that's probably a universally held principle of most people. But whatever the case is, it could be that since a woman does not light candles herself, Neres Chanukah, so then perhaps there's no Isur of Shema Tishkach. But the fact of the matter is that Chazal, at the end of the day, they said anyone is mechuyev in a mitzvah, so Chazal imposed an Isur, so perhaps she's also mechuyev and included in this Isur as well. So I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, he writes that this Isur is relevant to women as well, namely, within a half hour of candle lighting, also there should be makbid, not to become involved in Achila. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and I would perhaps just venture to say, the minhag actually of many women is not to eat. However, if a woman's going to wait for an extended period of time for her husband to come back, since it perhaps it's not really Mikra Adin, if there's a tzarech, namely there's a makam lahakel, especially if we're talking about eating a smaller amount, a smaller shear, perhaps that would be permissible under those circumstances. In that vein, let me just mention.
Shulzam says women even a half hour before.
Yes. That's what he writes. And let me mention in that vein, and since it was asked of me this week by one of the Talmidim of Yeshiva, who of course is not here right now, but he asked me, relating to this question of women lighting Neres Chanukah, and I'll just mention the Gemara, which you're all familiar with. The Gemara says that Nashim Chayavas Mener Chanukah, Shafein Hoyu Balsa Nes. The famous Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel, in Masechah Shabbos, a Gemara that applies actually in a number of areas, not just in this area, but the Gemara is pretty clear that women are chayv in their Chanukah, Shafein Hoyu Balsa Nes. And I'm not here to go at this point to discuss this entire issue, which needs a lot of discussion, but it's clear if you read the Gemara Kipshuta, it would seem that women certainly are included in this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And that's why, that even though the Mishnah Berurah says here, Ishtu Gugufo, it's not just Mishnah Berurah, there's also a Marshal, and many other Paskim who indicate the Marshal, and the Tshuva indicates that a husband and wife are Yotzi with one Ner, and therefore a married woman is not on any obligation to light Ner Chanukah. But the Marshal himself is not really relating to the question, who's going to light that Ner Chanukah? Will the man light the Ner Chanukah? Or will the woman light the Ner Chanukah? The Marshal himself does not indicate, and he obviously is writing this, makes this statement with reference to the Shitas HaRambam, and we know the Shitas HaRambam is that a Bala Bais is Malik Neras Kaminyan Kol B'nei Beiso, but the Marshal says very clearly that for a husband and wife, it's sufficient to have one Ner, one candle. And the question is, well, can we take this Marshal and actually relate it to the Ramah that we spoke about already, that each person has to light himself? It would seem that according to the Ramah, the basic mitzvah is that each person or each household is obligated in one candle, mehadrin na mehadrin. The mitzvah is that every person lights their own Ner Chanukah. And if we understand the Ramah that way, then perhaps it's difficult to understand the words of the Mashal. If you want to say that Ishtu Kegufo establishes the fact that a woman and a husband are considered to be one ben bayi, so to speak, but why should a woman be putter from the Chavas Gabra, from the obligation that devolves upon her in a personal way to light Neres Chanukah? So the Briskov has in his Chibur of the Chidush HaGriz HaLevi and the Rambam, he discusses this Rambam Ba'arichus, as far as Halakas Neres Chanukah. He has a very fascinating Chidush. The Briskov, he points out over there that even someone who's not Bibnei Abayis is able to be Motzi Bibnei Abayis Nechovasan if he lights in their house. It's a very famous Briskov, a very difficult Briskov. He claims if someone else actually can go ahead and light in someone else's home and be motzi them, for the Briskov it's mashma, that this din is said even according to the Ramah, that each one is obligated to light himself. According to him, mahadrin na mahadrin, according to the Ramah, it doesn't mean there's a chavas gabra al kol echad v'echad. But there's an obligation, there should be a hadlaka al kol echad v'echad. That hadlaka could be done by somebody else. But according to the Briskov, again, it's possible to activate the din of Ishtu Gugufo according to the Ramah. I mean, this din does not essentially want to pater a woman from the Chavas Gavra that she's obligated to do, but rather it defines the Halakha Sa'ish as the Halakha of his wife. Whatever the case is, according to the Mashal, we're talking about women who are married and not women who are single. Because here, as you know, with reference to the issue of single women, it would seem that perhaps there should be relevant this obligation that each one should be obligated to light Neres Chanukah. And there are very interesting reasons that are given by the Achronim, was quoted in the name of the Chassam Sofer, why women do not light Neres Chanukah, because Bizmanom, Bimei Kedem, when they used to light outside of the house, the women did not light Neres Chanukah because of the reason of Tznius. And therefore, even afterwards, when they began to light inside the house, the minig remained as it was. The problem with that position is that, number one, it's hard to understand that women never left their homes. Just in terms of the Metzias, in terms of the reality, it seems to be very difficult to understand that Metzias. Secondly, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, according to the Ramah, it's not only a Minog Yofa, it's not only a Chumrah, it's Meikra Adin. And therefore, each person who lights Neir Chanukah is Mechuyi to make a bracha. It's hard to understand that Chazal would be Mevatel, the Ikra Mitzvah of Neir Lekalecha Ve'echad, only because of an ancillary kind of time, namely Kolkuta Basmelach Pnima. Anyway, there are many, many Achronim who assume, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says here, Levad Mishto Shei Kegufo. But the Mechaber passes in Tzafrei Shayin Hei, Siv Gimel, Isha Madagas Ner Chanukah, Shavi Chayeves Ba. The Mishnah Berurah actually over there, interestingly enough, he brings a different time, why women are tafel to men regarding this mitzvah. He says over there, in Tzafrei Shayin Hei, in Siv Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'll read it, Vafilo Isha Chalasa Sa Shliach Lotzio, Nikomakam Isha Enetzvicha Lahadik, Dahabian Raktfelus La Noshim. A woman is tafel to a man, but in Rotzis Lahadig, if he wants to make a to be madig near Khanakan Bavarcha, she makes a bracha, Dahabi Kishar Mitzase Shazman Grama, the Khalas of Varech. So again, the Mitzase Shazman Grama. We know the machlok is between the Machab and the Ramah. Rabbi Avadia has a lot to say about this. Chas v'sholom that a Sephardic woman should make a bracha a mitzaseh shazman groma. If she does, the world will self-implode. But Ashkenazic women certainly can make a bracha a mitzaseh shazman groma. And therefore the halacha, there are many homes that I know that women actually do not like Neros Chanukah, like the Mishnah Berurah. However, in the house of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, the minhag was the women do like Neros Chanukah, and that's what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein told me as well. Marina Harav, he told me that he in his house as well, women light Neros Chanukah. And the pashas of the din is that it seems that women should light Neros Chanukah like a man, mitzad mahadrin and mahadrin. And to quote one of my rabbeim, whoever holds otherwise, hamaitzim chavero, olav haraya. He has to bring a raya, so unlike what most people think, okay, this is just the derech agav, I really didn't mean to discuss it, so I don't want to speak about this, because I really have to speak about the halachas I'm supposed to speak about. There were two questions over here, but if you don't, just give me a few more minutes, I want to be able to talk about what I'm supposed to talk about. That was just derech agav, because a young man asked me this question this week, even though he's not here, but I thought I would discuss it since I investigated it. Okay, I want to talk about the zman hadlaka, and that's mentioned in Tafresh Ayin Beis as well. We just mentioned the machlokes, the mechaber, and the gra. Whether you light which shkia, which is the Rambam Shita, exactly at shkia, that's where Soloveitchik was knowing himself, or do you light the way the mechaber says the Rambam Klal Yisrael lights at Tzeisa Kochavim? Now this, but it's very fascinating. The Bi'ah Halacha in Tafresh Ayin Beis has a discussion, has a suffix. If you're going to light at Tzeisa Kochavim, which is let's say 90% of Klal Yisrael do, so now the question is: do I light first or do I daven first? So the Mishnah Berurah comes to Halacha and he says, what should you do first? Daven first, because of the principle of Tadir, correct. Tadir, Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. The question is, what about someone who has a Minyan Kavua at 11 o'clock at night? Every night he davens at 11 o'clock in a Minyan Kavua in a Shul. So the question is, do we say over here, Tadir, Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodem? Well, no. So what would you say offhand? The Pashas that this Kalal of Tadir, Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodem only applies when you have two mitzvahs in front of you at this point in time, at this juncture. Then you have to decide which one to do. So we apply the principle of Tadir Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So therefore in this situation, since I don't plan on davening Maariv right now, I don't have two mitzvahs in front of me, there's no problem with lighting Neros Chanukah earlier. This is actually a...
It's another time because they have the Mitzvah D'Oraisa or Kriyas Shema.
That's correct. That's a second issue also raised here by the Mishnah Berurah, that is, as Rabbi Zinkin mentioned correctly, but whatever the case is, it seems Rav HaPaskim assume that there's no issue of Tadir B'Shein or Tadir Tadir Kodem, and there's no reason why a person at Dafka has to go ahead and daven earlier. But let me mention another issue, which is also mentioned by the Mechaber, that let's say a person is Tarud, let's say you have to leave. So now you're allowed to light starting from Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, we said, is either an hour and a quarter before Tzeis or an hour and a quarter before Shkia, Machlokes HaRishonim. But in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, "Ova v'lo hidlik alach harazman shetikol regem and ashuk madlik v'holik al alayla." And we mentioned the Ramah. Since today the Ikar Pesum and Issa is bifnim, so therefore we're not worried if a person does not lie within a half hour of this man, because tikol regem and ashuk is much much later. Even though the Ramah kedarka b'kodesh always hedges his bets, Ramah writes, "Bizman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim ein tzarich lizra lahadik kodesh shetikol regem and ashuk umikol makom." Tov Yosef Lizorah Gam Bizman Hazeh. This is classic Ramah. That one should try to be careful even Bizman Hazeh. The Bi'ah Halacha brings the time here, because since Bizman Hazeh, even though we light inside, there's a heker, Lo'ovim B'shovim, for those people who are passing by. So now the question is, what about a person who leaves his house at the Plaga Mincha, is going to come back 12 o'clock at night? Should he light at Plaga Mincha before the Ikar Azman? Or should he wait till 12 o'clock at night, or when he comes back later on, in order to light Neros Chanukah? It seems that the correct thing to do is to light later on at night. Why? Because regarding Plaga Mincha, that's a Machlokes HaPaskim. Paskim argue, can I actually light so early? As you know, Plaga Mincha is based on Machlokes Tanoim. The Mishnah has a famous Machlokes Tanoim, we are discussing in Brachas and elsewhere in Shas, namely the issue of at what point a person ends Tfilas Mincha. We Paskim Tfilas HaMincha to Erev, which most Paskim assume refers to Shkia Sachama. But there are those who daven Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev referring to nighttime. Chassidim actually followed that practice. It's based actually on Sugin Zvachim. The Shakas Arya has a whole discussion about this topic. Dam Shenifsal B'Shkiya Sachama. But whatever the case is, Machlokes HaPoskim, the Mechaber actually quotes this opinion as a Yesh Omrim. That Yesh Omrim that one could actually light from Plaga Mincha on. And even though the Shar HaTzion quotes from the Birka Yosef, that's how we pass on the Halacha, you can make a bracha. There are many Achronim who don't hold that. But whatever the case is, certainly if one is Madlik Lachazman, after that period of time, he's certainly old says. It seems to me it's better to be madlik at nighttime, much later when you come back home, than to do so early. And the reason why I mention this also because, well, should I appoint a shliach? Maybe it's better to go ahead and appoint a shliach, bikur hazman, or no, I myself should light neres Chanukah when I come home late at night at 12 o'clock or whenever it may be. So this is a whole discussion among the Dolei Achronim. Is it better for me to do the mitzvah myself, as the Mishnah writes in Kedushin and Mamalef, mitzvah bel Yosef v'Bishlucho? Better I should do the mitzvah, the way Rashi comments over there, famous Rashi, as a person who is osik himself in mitzvah, the kabel schar tzveh, he receives more reward, or is it better to do it, ayideh shliach bizman hanachon, in the right time? So it seemed that the Pashas, what would you say offhand on this matter? I think the Minhag HaOlam is certainly not to appoint a shliach. The Minhag HaOlam is that people do it themselves, they like themselves. And the same subject applies to my wife. Is it better that she should light for me, bikur hazman? I'm going to come home late at night. I'm working. And now should she light bikur hazman? Or no, better that the husband should light after the bikur hazman. Again, I think the Minhag HaOlam, if I'm not mistaken, the Baal is going to be Madlik Neres Chanukah. He's going to be the one who will light actually Neres Chanukah. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah actually a bit later, he points out in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, for those who got that far, in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Sivkot and Yud Beis, there the Mishnah Berurah mentions, he quotes a Taz, that the Taz says over there, that even the Gabi Ishtar, we say, mitzvah bo, yosem b'bishlucho. And better that the husband himself should light Neres Chanukah. Even though that perhaps here one could say just the opposite. Because there's a bi aloch and simen tafrei shayin zayin sif gimel, to be a maskel the hadlik. I also saw in the Chayodom, that someone who goes, someone goes on a trip, and he's going to come home late at night, he should tell his wife, she should light, by tesek chavim, and he'll be somich on her. It's mashma that it's better to be somich on your wife. She should light for you rather than you should come home late and light. But the truth of the matter is that maybe there we're talking about a situation where there won't be any heckle in the abayis if you light when you come home. That's why there it's better that your wife should light for you. Mashen kein. In the regular case, you'll come back. Okay, you'll come back very, very late. But still, hopefully you'll be presuming Isa. You're going to follow the Mishnah Berurah. You'll make sure there are people who are around. And it seems to me that under those circumstances, it's probably better. I think that's the Minhag HaOlam, that people actually themselves are going to lie. I'll just mention one more thing before, Yossi, before you speak, and that is that in the Mishnah Berurah, in Tafrei Shayin Beis, going back to that, in Sivkot Vav, he says that if you put a lot of shemen in, that you'll be able to be madlik more than this man. Mishnah Berurah tells you, Ein bezeh shum mitzvah. You would have thought that somehow in Ner Chanukah, just like, for example, Lahavdil, I don't know if I should say Lahavdil, but a person who wears tefillin kolayom, so tefillin is a mitzvah kiyumis. And the longer a person has tefillin on, obviously, you're going to get a schar. Mezuzah, we have our homes are, Baruch Hashem, adorned with mezuzahs, and a person gets a mitzvah kiyumis, having a mezuzah in his home. The same thing perhaps applies to Neres Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah says no, because from the Dr. Moshe, that there is no such concept. There is this man, there's a particular zman you're supposed to make sure that the candles are lit for that period of time. And therefore, the halacha we pass in, that's what's quoted over here, you could even be mechaber achar hazman, that after the zman is over, you can actually extinguish and put the candles out. And the fact of the matter is that this would seem to be a situation which perhaps only applies where? If you light inside your house. But what about if I light outside my house? So I spoke to one of the briskers who told me that if you write, you light outside your house, and regal harabi mitzuya bashuk atshom ucheres, people are wandering about in the streets. There, on the contrary, there's a hidur, there's a presuming nisa, that the candles should be lit as long as they possibly can. And I was told, actually, by my Rebbe, that he told me that this is how the Brisker of himself was noeg, that dafka, even when he lit outside, he tried to make sure that the candles would be lit as long as possible. And the truth of the matter is that there's a lashon Rambam. And this is what I was, Yossi Dov, I didn't tell you earlier, but this is what I was going to tell you. I figured I'll tell you in the context here. The Rambam Perek Dal Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, V'kama huzman zeh, kemo chatzi shah, o yoyser. Rav Soloveitchik already was very fond of this Rambam. What's the o yoyser? Rambam tells you have to light the candles for how long a period of time? Half hour or more. What's the Yeser? So apparently, there's a makom to be medayik in this Lashon HaRambam that, oh Yoser, that if a person actually lights beyond the period of time which is prescribed, and we're talking about where it's Bashuk, there is a Kima Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. That's why Soloveitchik quoted the name of his uncle, Rav Elva Soloveitchik, Pshat in the Rambam, Chatzi Shoh, oh Yoser. So therefore, I also try to put in, I actually use shemen, I use oil, and I try to put in as much shemen as I possibly can, and usually my Neres Chanukah lasts for 3 to 5 hours, only because that's the size of the cup. I have a very large cup. And therefore, based on this Rambam, that's what I'm going to do. Since I light outside, because the Rizkov is very, very makpin on lighting outside, I'm going to get to that topic in one moment. Let me just mention one more thing. Somebody asked me also this morning about, I don't know again what they do in Chutzlaritz. Let's say a person is in a situation where you can't light with shemen, or you have no candles. Can I use the electric menorah? And someone told me, actually, I've heard a number of stories, horror stories, namely someone actually who lit, he was on a plane. He decided to light Neros Chanukah on a plane. Harav Tershuel Shlita, you ever hear such a thing in your life? He went ahead and lit on the plane. He decided to, what he did was, he was sitting by the window, little figure, Pesuminisa. And he lit, he started lighting the candles, and what he did was he covered it up with his body, and in about 2 seconds, every single alarm in that plane went off. There were smoke alarms on planes, that's what he discovered. And then when they came running over to him, because they traced it very quickly, and he said simply he was trying to fulfill a mitzvah of lighting the Neros Chanukah. He was actually arrested, which he should have been arrested, because he was acting in a very, how shall we say, irresponsible fashion. What should not be irresponsible? But he said, what am I going to do? How am I going to light Neros Chanukah? So one of his chaverim, apparently this is what the fellow told me. I met him actually subsequently. He told me he was arrested and all that. Thank God they let him out, because he sort of tried to protect his integrity in some form of fashion. But he told me his other chaver lit Neros Chanukah in the terminal of the airport. So I asked him, what is the nature of that? I guess that became his house somehow for a half hour or an hour or 2 hours. He said, no, he was there 3.5 hours. The plane was delayed. He figured that became his house. That's another very fascinating psak. But whatever the case is, if you have a situation where you have no access to shemen or to a psila, let's say, God forbid, person's in a hospital or on a plane, the question is, are you yotze with some sort of a electric flashlight? And there's a very famous tshuva of Yachi Ezer. This I also heard from Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal, a number of times, that he said, he paskin la'alocha, you are yotze ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah using an electric powered instrument. The problem is that by ner Chanukah, the mitzvah min ha-muvchar actually is b'shem and zayis. And the Rambam says here, in Tafrei Shayin Aleph, in Sif Zayin, that you should not be madlik, because then there won't be a heker for Ner Chanukah. So if you cannot possibly be madlik b'shem and zayis, you should have to be out there using some electric menorah. And there is a heker. It's a separate menorah. And therefore, it would seem that perhaps on an airplane, what I would suggest, perhaps, that once you go ahead and take a flashlight with it, and you have a flashlight, you put on the flashlight, that perhaps you can be yotze. And the question is, so how do you do it in terms of the number of days? He asked me, this fellow. So I told him, you put it on Kemiyan Ayomim, according to the number of days. He found the psak to be very, revolutionary. Whatever the case is, I told him, maybe you should bring a number of flashlights. And this way, corresponding to the number of days, you'll be able to be yotze the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. But the fact of the matter is, I saw an Eitzah mentioned in one of the Achronim, you should light the Ner for one moment and put it on Biyad, but not in the plane, obviously. Chas v'sholom, there will be a terrible Chil Hashem and causing, God forbid, potential damage. Certainly one should not use such an Eitzah under any circumstances. But I'm mentioning this because Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that he was once in Vilna and at the house of Rav Chaim Meza, and there he made Havdalah on an electric bulb. Of course, the bulb was not a fluorescent bulb, an incandescent bulb, but incandescent bulbs no longer exist. They basically, you could say about incandescent bulbs, aleihem hashalom. I actually owned an incandescent bulb. I owned several of them because I carry them with me. If I ever am in a situation where once or twice we've gone to motels or hotels and there's a shaila about lighting Neros Shabbos in the lobby or the dining room where often people light, the Rav Soloveitchik said that's a classic Bachal Batala, because there is no light that you are, shall we say, shedding on the matter. There are major electric, all types of electric illumination up there. So what exactly are you adding? So the Rav suggested that people should light on their own. So there are a number of suggestions what to do. So I carry an incandescent bulb. This way my wife could light the Neros of Shabbos. And that's what we have incandescent bulbs for. Thomas Edison was a very good man. He was one of the Dolei Ador in many respects. Anyway, okay, I just mentioned this, and this was all really not what I wanted to discuss today. That's the most amazing thing. I just really got off the topic, because my main issue is I want to talk about the question of where to light. Now, I'm not sure I'll be able to decide for you with any kind of certitude where to light in this, here in the yeshiva, but I will give you a number of suggestions what I think you should do. Yes, go ahead, Menachem. Okay. I just want to point out the Brisa in Shabbos and Chaval v'Mabez. I guess I'm not going to discuss the other halachas today. It doesn't look like I'm going to get to it. The Brisa in Shabbos and Chaval v'Mabez tells us Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anich al Pesach beisim v'bachutz. We mentioned that the Gemara speaks of four different possibilities. Possibility number one, the Gemara says, is al Pesach beisim v'bachutz, outside of your home. The second possibility is al Pesach abayis. Assume you have no chatzer, right outside your home. Third possibility, which we already spoke about, and the third and fourth. But the third one was the question of lighting on a windowsill, by the window. And the fourth possibility was b'shas sakona manicha shulchan v'dayo, that we spoke about last week, if you recall. So the Gemara seems to say pretty clearly that somehow the hadlaka has to be connected to your house. That what I mentioned, if you recall, I spoke about Rav Soloveitchik was very makbid. He felt that, and the Mishnah Berurah discussed it as well, you cannot be yotze if you're going to light in a shul. That's mentioned already here. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Shaar HaTzion. But we also mentioned lighting in the public arenas. The person goes to a bar mitzvah, to a bat mitzvah, to a chasana, to a mahjong game, to craps, and they light Neros Chanukah. I don't fully, they're upset, it was a Brachal Vatala. He even held that what Chabad does is also Brachal Vatala. You should light Neros Chanukah. This is in a Pesum and Nisa, but after Pesum and Nisa, but Tzibur that gather for the purpose of tefillah. We spoke about this last week. That's why the Shulchan Aruch mentions lighting between Mincha and Ma'ariv. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to say pretty clearly that in Tafrei Shayin Aleph, Siv Zayin here, you're not Yotze, B'Neros Shabbos HaKnesses, Klo HaLocha. You have to go ahead and once again be Madlik in your home. The Mishnah Berurah says that was the Takana, Davka to be Madlik, Beveso. Mishnah Berurah actually quotes in the Shaar Tzion, he mentions the Agos of Rabbah Frankel Tumim, he has a suffix, whether an Oreach could light Neros in the Beis HaKnesses. And he says, perhaps if he does, Sheino Tzorech Lachzor Ulahadik Bachsanyo. But it seems that this is very difficult because the Gemara has an Erevin, a very famous Gemara, that's really the source of this entire discussion. The Gemara has a Machlokes in Erevin, here at Daf Ayin Beis and Mabez, and this is a famous issue which is discussed later on by the Mechaber Amor, namely, what is Koveya? Where do I light? Do I light B'Mokom Pita or do I light B'Mokom Lina? Do I light where I eat or do I light where I sleep? Of course, the Gemara has a machlokes about it between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says makom pita, Shmuel says makom lina. The Gemara says that both of them are modem, bein makom pita, bein makom lina, is called makom dira. So, this is really where a lot of the situation that we are involved in, namely, where exactly am I going to light? Now, I will mention, essentially, the different positions. I mentioned already four positions that I found in the Poskim, and we mentioned already these four positions, namely first lighting outside, and that was a position that the Brisker Rav was very, very makbid about, lighting outside, because the Gemara says that's the ideal, a pesach beisim v'bachutz. But then, as I mentioned to you, the second position, the Gemara says a pesach habayis, that's the same. The third position is putting it b'chalon ha'samach l'shusar rabim. But it's clear from the Gemara that the primary and what seems to be the preeminent position is lighting it al Pesach Abayis, al Pesach Chatzis Bachutz. I already spoke last week about why in Chutz Aretz they no longer follow that particular practice. We mentioned that, if I'm not mistaken, we quote the Yazarua, and from other Paskim who speak about this matter. But the Chatchila, it's clear that that is the ideal, to light it, al Pesach Beisur Ibachutz. But now the question is, in terms of this particular area that we have find ourselves in, there are several places that one could possibly light here in the yeshiva. One place, I think, which to me, l'chora, probably would be the ideal, and that ideal is al Pesach Beisur Ibachutz. Where is that? Where is al Pesach Beisur Ibachutz in this yeshiva? So of course here there's a machlekes. Where al Pesach Beisur Ibachutz is. Outside the dormitory, that would seem to be ideal. Namely, near the doorway, near the entrance, to set up a table over there, and that's basically what was done last year, if you recall correctly. I remember, by the way, I'll just point out that in Washington Heights, I was in Hanukkah. Was I there last year, Hanukkah time? Either last year or 2 years ago. I think it was last year I was in Hanukkah in Washington Heights, and Rav Shechter issued a psak that everyone in the yeshiva should go home and light Neros Hanukkah. A psak that is, I heard from a number of Rosh Yeshiva, is pretty unrealistic. Everyone should leave in the middle of Hanukkah and go home. He said, there's nowhere on this campus you can be yeltsin in the midst of Ner Hanukkah. So I actually discussed the matter with a few other Rosh Yeshiva in YU, but they didn't want to be paskin halacha b'fnei rabban, in front of their Rebbe. So they waited until Rav Shechter left. And then they paskin, there are other places that one could light Neros Hanukkah. And I saw a lot of very fascinating things. In Klein Hall, I saw that they lit candles in the lobby. And in Washington Heights, a number of the apartment buildings, they lit candles in the lobby. What is the nature of the lobby? Is that called Pesach HaChatzer? Pesach HaBayis in Bachutz?
Don't worry, Chutzar, they light indoors anyways.
Chutzar, they light indoors anyway, but indoors anyway refers to, as you mentioned, within one's home. That's called Mibifnim. The question is, what is the status of the lobby? How does one light there?
Everyone has a chelek in the lobby, though.
So that's the argument. The argument was that since everyone has a chelek in the lobby, therefore they could light there. And apparently that was a very popular kind of practice. By the way, we're assuming that people are not permitted to light in their rooms. That's the rule over there as well, and the rule over here as well. And that's why, but anyway, ideally it would seem that to light outside the area of the dormitory, where the door is, that would seem to be ideal. Then, beyond that, that's the next question. So, I was told by those that know there are several doors. Is that so? Five or six doors. So it seemed that once you try to light, generally speaking, I assume people can go out any of these doors, or they go out dafka one door. All of them. So the chura, there's a basis for lighting by any of the doors. That's our Pesach Beisur Ibachutz, right outside the doorway. And that actually would leave, would give people a lot of room to light. I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned, but I will mention that one of the major issues that's discussed by the Gedolei HaPoskim is the question of, beyond that, besides lighting, as I said, over there, there is a question, do we have a concept of Pesach HaChatzer B'Zmaneinu Anu? The Chazon Ish, there's a long discussion, the Chazon Ish actually xeroxed a lot of the Chazon Ish, but I'm not going to go through it because it's complicated. Is there a concept of Pesach HaChatzer B'Zmaneinu Anu? Is there such a concept? And it would seem that a second approach that many have as well, and I saw this quoted by many, many poskim, and that is to light in the chadar ochel, to light in the dining room, and this is a minhag apparently in many yeshivas, that they light in the dining room. And again, one can ask, what is exactly the basis for that? Menachem, since you are asking about the other thing, you can ask about this as well. What's the basis for lighting in the dining room? This seems to be a minhag of many yeshivas. So how would you justify it?
Pita.
Correct. That's makom pita. Exactly. Since you can't light in your room because it's not permitted, it's a fire hazard, and Rahman al-Islam, there have been a number of terrible, terrible tragedies that occurred over Hanukkah in the last 60, 70 years, both in America and Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, one should not light in the room. It's usr. One should not do so. You're not only taking your life into your hands, you're taking the life of other members of Klal Yisrael in your hands, and Chas v'Shalom, you should put anyone in Sakana, that's us al Pidin. So it seems that lighting in the dining room has a basis because of Mekom Pita. That is the basis for what I saw among many, many poskim, and apparently it's permitting in many, many yeshivas to light in the dining room. I don't know if you saw, if you ever, those who remember from last year, you walk around here, Yerushalayim, you see the following. They have actually, menorahs are actually in tiers. Tears means not T-E-A-R-S, but T-R-E-R-S. levels. They have levels. For example, in the Chevron Yeshiva, I saw in Givat Mordechai, and actually in another yeshiva, also in Beit Vegan, and actually I saw this in Meir Shearim. Not that I travel so much, but in Hanukkah I actually get around a little bit, and they literally have tiers and tiers and tiers. I never saw anything like it. I'm talking about hundreds of menorahs, one on top of the other, right by the doorway. Exactly how they arrange it itself is, I would say, no less than Shlomo HaMelech's throne. The ingenuity is beyond belief. I marvel at the ingenuity of all this. But that it seems to be a second possible place to light. Now there's a discussion about outside here. Is that called Pesach HaChotzer? Is that called Pesach Besem Bachutz? There's a machlokes between Harav David Miller Shlita and others with reference to this matter. It's probably not ideal to light there, and I think one should avoid it if one possibly can. There's another possibility, however, that was mentioned to me. Do we have a kansa Pesach HaChotzer B'zmaneinu Anu? Is that called a chotzer, the area in front of this building? There are many, many sfeikos, many pikpukim regarding this matter. I think that one can light there. I'm not so sure it's the chatchila, but I think one can light there. Again, we're talking about the bushes. The chotzer is the area that preceded, but others contend, no, that that's not called a chotzer, it's not Pesach HaChotzer. It's a matter, clearly, which is subject to machlokes, probably among the Gdolei HaPoskim, but someone told me, and I think I saw it last year as well, there are fences, there are a number of fences over here to get into the building, where the cars go, there's one area over there, and why should I not light there? Why is that not called Al Pesach Besam Bachutz, or Pesach Chotzer? Means the entire area is a Chotzer, the entire driveway, leading up to that area, and I actually spoke to Rav Levin Sol Shlita about that. He wanted to see a picture in order to get a better sense of what it was like, but it seems to me that Yesh Al Milismo for that as well, in that area, and actually there are two areas. There's one over here, and one on the other side, if I'm not mistaken.
That's better than lighting in front of here?
So that's the question.
Why would it be better?
I'm not sure it's better. I'm not so sure it's better at all. It could very well be that both areas would be comparable. But as I said, this matter has been discussed with Abdav Miller for the last 10 years, back and forth, whether that's called Pesach HaChotzer, not Pesach HaChotzer, but these are the possibilities that exist over here in terms of the campus of the yeshiva. Yeah?
What if you like decide to apply some sort of shrubbery, like some kind of trees, are you allowed to light inside?
Inside the room?
No, not inside the door, but your tree.
Tree sim, yes. But you're not permitted to light inside the room.
No, not inside the room.
Where is it?
In the dormitory, but right outside the room.
Right outside the room means right outside your door?
No, it's like in the dormitory. Are you allowed to light inside the dormitory?
No. No, because that's a sakana. Chas v'shalom, you should light inside the dormitory.
Not in the room itself.
I understand what you're saying. No. B'shum panu
v'ofen. How about in general, if, for instance, you're lighting in a window and there's a tree blocking, or you light that side and there's a tree blocking it, do you light it right there?
The b'shum and iso, we assume, is b'fnin. Like the way the Tosfos writes, the Rambam quotes. B'fnin means the people who are inside the house, inside the apartment, inside where you are, that's where the Pesum and Issa is. It's for them. The Gemara speaks about, Soletchik felt based on the Rashi in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Ticha Regal and Ashuk refers to Adikalia Rigla Tarmudoi. So Rashi says, who are these Tarmudoi? Shem Umma Malakta Eitzim. The moment that dusk would set in, they would go out and gather tinderwood actually, for the purpose of fuel, of lighting, of illuminating the house. So the Rav said, what do you see? You see that Pesum and Issa applies even to non-Jews. One would have thought that Pesum and Issa is only for Jews. Soletchik says, yes, the base in this Gemara, that Pesum and Issa applies to non-Jews as well, which I think is a bit of a chiddush. But then the Rav went on to explain it al Pidrush, why it's relevant to non-Jews as well, since they were the ones who were persecuting us in the course of Hanukkah, and therefore there is a basis for Pesum and Issa vis-a-vis Umma Salam as well. No, but the issue is not really whether you have a blockage from a tree or something else, as long as you have individuals b'fnim who are there and who are available, so there is Pesum and Issa relating to this matter. I'm just indicating that, as I said, you have several possibilities. Clearly, I'm not issuing any kind of definitive statement related to this matter because Rav David Miller told me the matter has been subject to machlokes all the years that he was here in the Grus. And there's no agreement. And like you ask someone, well, how do we paskin? The answer is machlokes. That's how we paskin, whatever's in this matter. And clearly, there are a number of possibilities over here. And I don't think there's any bracha lebatola involved in any of the above places that I mentioned. And I think you can light in any of these places. So that's what I suspect that I imagine people are going to do. And you'll, Baruch Hashem, find your way to light in all these specific places. I just want to mention two or three more things while I'm at it. There is a discussion, of course this is more of interest to me. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes a famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And this Rabbi Akiva Eiger needs a lot of discussion. It's really one of the most beautiful Rabbi Akiva Eigers. I think it's in Tuf Reish, Ayin, probably Vav. Mishnah Berurah discusses a true Rabbi Akiva Eiger, namely someone who lit Neros Chanukah, let's say on the eighth night. We'll use that example. He forgot to make a bracha on Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. And then, before he lit all the Neros, he remembered he did not yet make a bracha. Is he allowed to make a bracha now on Hadlakas Neros Chanukah? Mishnah Berurah quotes this Tshuva B'Kiv Egeh. We'll just summarize the Tshuva. More or less, he says, as long as the Neros have not yet been lit, a person could still make a bracha. For several reasons. Number one, because a bracha could be made on the Hidur. That's premise number one. So even though the other candles are not Mikir Adin, there's only one candle, namely candle number 8 that night, which is Mikir Adin, you're allowed to make a bracha on the Hidur. Number two, since it's called Shihui Mitzvah, as long as the candles are being lit, so therefore it's still called Eivad Asiyasa, even regarding the Ikra Mitzvah. To give you a mashal, the Ma'ad Abadayim, Tyson Sukkah writes, with reference to the Mitzvah of Nanuim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah writes in Sukkah in the third paragraph, Lulav HaGozel, and the Gemara has in Sukkah itself, that a person should take a lulav, and the shear of a lulav has to be the shear of 3 tzvachim ukidele daneabo. The Gemara says you also have to have the ability to be menanea the lulav. You need another tefach for the purpose of nanuim. But the Gemara indicates clearly that nanuim are not ma'akev, it's shari mitzvah, shemakvim sapronus, but it's not the ikuva, but the chatchila one should be menanea the lulav unquestionably. So now the question is, as far as the din of Eivad Asiyasa, I imagine most people here have the minog, which I think is the universally held minhag in Klal Yisrael, when to take lulav and esrog. So I don't think people turn the lulav upside down, as far as I know, before the mekayim the mitzvah. People generally invert the esrog. So the Gemara says that the mitzvah is only mekuyim derech yidilasan. Atzei shita maimdim. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. So now that's the minhag of most. I assume you invert the esrog. I don't do that. My minhag is like the minhag agra, which is to hold the esrog and lulav both vertically. And have in mind not to be out to the mitzvah till after I make the bracha. And that's Eivad Asiyasan, that's Mamish Eivad. The Achrenim have a field day on the word Eivad. It should have said, Lefnei Asiyasan, Samach Asiyasan, Kedem Asiyasan. Why Eivad? The answer is Eivad has to be as close as possible. And therefore, the best way to do it is holding them both vertically and having in mind not to be out to till after the bracha. So now the question is over here. Is the same thing applicable? It's still called Eivad Asiyasan. So the Tosis writes, in one opinion, as long as you have not yet done Nanuim, it's still called Eivad Asiyasan. So here also, that's probably Kivega, is based on a similar idea, namely, that as long as the mitzvah has not yet been completed, it's true that the Ikra mitzvah you already did. You lit candle number 8, the night number 8. But since you still have a number of other candles to light, so therefore, because of the Shihui mitzvah, it's still called Eivad Asiyasan. And also, in general, we know that the halacha is that if I don't make a bracha, Eivad Asiyasan, the din is I can make a bracha afterwards as well, according to many poskim. So it seemed that here also, that's what Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, that he quotes from this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even though I didn't make the bracha, I can go ahead and still make the bracha as long as I have not lit all the other candles. And this matter needs a lot of discussion, but I see I'm holding by 4 o'clock. And this needs a lot of pilpul. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I would like to do, but I guess not at this juncture. It's really a very fascinating issue that is worthy of discussion on your part. I would like to suggest to everyone here that it's really kedai during the Hanukkah period just to learn the Gemara and Rashi. I'm not telling you to learn the Gemara Rashi and Tesis in the Sugim Ner Hanukkah, but to learn the Gemara and Rashi. It really is not so difficult. It's only... What? Chaval from the Bay is going all the way till? No, you should learn the Gemara, the entire sugya of Ner Chanukah. You should learn from Chaval from the Bay till approximately That's what you should do. Just the Gemara and Rashi. You could probably do it really in the course of Hanukkah. That would be a challenge to many of you, and many of you are capable of doing it, Baruch Hashem. It's not that you're quite capable of doing it. And you'll find the sugyas to be very, very fascinating, even learning it at a very simple level. Just the Gemara and Rashi, you'll be surprised at the Yedda and the really the beauty of many of these sugyas, which is kedai to be familiar with. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, next week I plan on discussing further some more aspects mentioned the next time number of halachas here in the Mishnah Berurah.
How can you say that?